For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We're taking care of a lot of problems that should have been taken care of over the years. Well, one of the highest on the list is immigration, and we have to change our laws. We have to make them sensible.
Critics of the president are saying reuniting immigrant families with their children is taking too long. More than 1,800 children remain separated from their parents. In some cases, they are thousands of miles apart. Senator Bill Nelson says he's looking forward to welcoming Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar to a Senate hearing to discuss the immigration issue.
Sooner or later, this is going to come out, because folks like you all are going to keep asking the questions, and so are people like me. And eventually, we're going to find out why these children were forcibly taken away from their parents.
You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We're taking care of a lot of problems that should have been taken care of over the years. Well, one of the highest on the list is immigration, and we have to change our laws. We have to make them sensible.
Critics of the president are saying reuniting immigrant families with their children is taking too long. More than 1,800 children remain separated from their parents. In some cases, they are thousands of miles apart. Senator Bill Nelson says he's looking forward to welcoming Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar to a Senate hearing to discuss the immigration issue.
Sooner or later, this is going to come out, because folks like you all are going to keep asking the questions, and so are people like me. And eventually, we're going to find out why these children were forcibly taken away from their parents.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Fast-moving wildfires in the United States are causing devastation and destruction. One in the Florida Panhandle has burned nearly 40 homes and almost 1,000 acres. Also, the Pawnee Fire in Northern California has forced 2,500 people to evacuate. Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency in Lake County. The fire has grown to 8,200 acres and destroyed at least 22 structures, with 600 threatened. President Trump has fired off a tweet responding to this statement by Congresswoman Maxine Waters after Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was kicked out of a Virginia restaurant because she works for President Trump.
They're not going to be able to go to a restaurant, stop at a gas station. They're not going to be able to shop at a department store. The people are going to turn on them. They're going to protest. They're going to absolutely harass them.
The president tweeted that Waters has a low IQ and is encouraging harm to his supporters. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A legendary NASA astronaut is suing his children. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The second man to walk on the moon, Buzz Aldrin, taking his children and family foundation to court, claiming they're taking advantage of his trust and his finances, while his children claim Aldrin's actually being used by outside parties who are the real ones trying to manipulate him. The 88-year-old Aldrin, though, says his children are slandering him, telling people he has dementia, and they've been working to undermine